Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I hope this finds you well. Anybody who's listened to this podcast for very long knows that language is something that I think is very important to photographers and to photography. And while a picture may tell a thousand words, our ability to describe a photograph, interpret a photograph, and communicate what we think a photograph is about is at the heart of us becoming better photographers. By being able to look at a photograph and see what is it about that photograph that you find interesting or not interesting, that you connect to or you don't connect with, or even as simple as understanding something technical about the actual creation of the photograph or the composition of the photograph, if you can put that into words, you become a much better photographer and a better photographer much more quickly than you would if you don't actually put that into words. Because the ability to create that language, the ability to clearly communicate what you're thinking about and what your intentions are about the work helps you create work much more rapidly. You have an insight and an understanding and a clarity about what you're doing behind the camera that will ultimately translate more quickly into the print. That being said, there's a couple of things in the language that I find in my own vocabulary have been hindrances to my moving forward. And I've been having this conversation with several other of my friends who are artists, who are painters and sculptors and writers, about if they have a similar experience. And it turns out they also have it's maybe a variation of it, but they have a similar response to the same set of challenge words. One of those words is should, the things that we should be doing in our creative life, whether we're painting, doing photography, what should I be doing? I should be photographing portraits. I should be editing my work. I should be keywording my work. I should be spending more time taking photographs. I should be spending more time with my family and less time taking photographs. I should be getting up early and doing sunsets. There's a whole host of shoulds that come up that define what is not happening in our photography. And I think should is a very difficult word. It's a negative word because I think it's one of the things that we use as a crutch, an impediment, or a justification for why something's not happening in our photography. It's got a kind of a giving up resolve that we're no longer in control of the things that are happening with us. It's our response that, while things would be better, I should be creating more work, but I don't have time. I should be creating this, but I can't because I don't know how. All of those things are elements or choices we're making about the way we create the work, about the things we focus on, about our way we go about our day as a creative. And the thing about should is it infers an obligation, that there's something that you are obligated to do. And I think for most of us in our creativity and our creative practice, if we're obligated, it becomes a burden. And if it becomes a burden, it becomes something we don't want to do. And so as you start to think about all the things that you should be doing with your photography, listing those out is the first step. What are all the things you think you should be doing? And then looking at actually what is it in that list that really needs to happen? What are the things that would significantly move your work forward? What are the things that would make you feel compelled to move forward? Not the things you think would make you popular, get more clicks on social media, create more meaningless work, but the things that would really move you forward. And maybe they're as simple as just getting out and taking more pictures. Maybe it's not that I should create hundreds of photographs a week or I should photograph every day. Maybe it's you just want to go out and make some interesting photographs when you feel compelled to. That ability to shift the notion of what is a burden into something positive will fundamentally shift the way you approach your creative practice. No longer should you be going to the studio and editing your photographs. You move to you're excited to go edit the photographs. And the should isn't because you have to. It isn't because you are required to. It's because you're compelled to do that work. Just like you're compelled to pick up a camera and make something interesting, communicate, see something, share something. When we remove that notion of should, we get back to the root of what excites us and what makes us feel good about what we're working on. And similar to should is would. What would I be working on? If I had more time, I would be doing this. If I had more money, I would be doing this. If I wasn't so afraid of X, I would be doing this. And would, just like should, shifts our perspective on how we approach our creative practice. It makes us move in a different way in the world. So I would be doing something moves it into the future. It makes it something that hasn't happened yet. So we remove the accountability for the decision. We remove the ability for us to say, well, I'm not fully responsible for that decision, because of course I would be doing that if I had the means to do that. The thing that's interesting about people who create amazing work and the people who are committed to their practice is they find a way to deal with that would issue as if it were not an issue. Oh, I would go take that trip if I could come up with the money, or if I could get the time off work. If it was really important, you would probably find a way to make that happen. Maybe you'd save some extra money. You'd stop drinking lattes, or maybe you'd take an extra class because there's a skill you need, and you'd realize, wow, instead of just watching dumb videos on YouTube, maybe I'll actually register for a class or find somebody who I trust as an instructor and work with them to really learn the skill set that I want to learn, instead of kind of hunting and pecking around, hoping to get an answer. That would future element, just like should, removes us from our creative practice. It removes us from our responsibility of our creative practice and saying that this is who I am as an artist. Where should is the obligation for the present, would is the anticipation of the future. Either one of those are things that are preventing you from actually doing your work. That becomes the critical element for our creative practice, is how do we stay in the present moment, create work, and be able to anticipate to get excited about things that are going to happen in the future. What is going to come up in the future? And I think for that is the focus of the language of what you are doing. So when somebody asks what you're doing with your photography, you don't want to say, oh, I should be really focusing more on getting my Lightroom collection cleaned up. Instead, you should focus on what I am doing. Oh, what I am doing is I'm working on a project about polar bears, or I'm working on a set of portraits of my cat when she looks out the window. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's what you are actively doing now. Because the thing that when we focus on actual action and we focus on actual activity is we get a rush in our brain for accomplishment. It's the similar effect of doing anything positive in the morning that you accomplish, getting up and making your bed, remembering to brush your teeth. Maybe you took that dog for a walk. The thing you actually successfully did that morning that you get to record is being done, the thing you've accomplished. It says that I am succeeding today. I am accomplishing. I am completing something, no matter how trivial and minor it is. I am putting on my slippers today without having to look for them. Doesn't matter how simple it is. You're in the present moment and you're celebrating what's happening in the moment. And that's the key that gets us out of this present can't accomplish, future can't accomplish that should and would provide. It allows us to focus on the here and now. So when somebody talks about what you're doing, and when you talk about your own work, when you journal about it, when you tell yourself like, oh God, I really wish I could be doing, stop, back up, and celebrate what you are doing. What am I doing right now about my work? I'm in Lightroom and I'm looking at photographs and I'm confused as all get out about how to organize, but at least I am working on getting myself organized. Not I should be organized, or I would get organized if I understood how to use Lightroom collections, but I am actively engaged in the work to get organized. And the reason that's important is that's going to shift the information you think you need to be successful. It's going to recontextualize how you approach your work. So if we stayed with the example of getting organized with your negatives or your digital assets, I'm getting organized. And the way I am organized is I like to have things in similar piles that are grouped by subject matter, or I like things that are grouped alphabetically, or I like sort of an archaic randomness of by color. It doesn't matter. I am organizing and I am working this way and I am approaching my life this way. Allows us to stay in that moment so that we're able to successfully think about what really matters. Creating, making amazing photographs, spending time as a creative person is all about living in that moment, existing within that moment when amazing things happen, when we kind of lose ourselves in the world, everything sort of disappears and it's us and the thing in front of us. Whether that's a blank canvas that we're painting on, or it's a subject matter, or it's a portrait we're connecting with somebody that we're taking, it doesn't really matter. It's in that present moment. And that's why the language of would and should are so damaging, is because they're not moment words. They're not things that are happening now. They're not where I am now. They're wants and wishes for things that aren't there and oftentimes don't matter. If you think, wow, I would get organized if I had more time. Well, if you had a free Saturday, would you sit down and spend 8 hours organizing your Lightroom catalog? If the answer is no, then it's not if I had more time, if I should have more time to get organized. I would if I had more time. None of that's true, because if you had a free Saturday and you didn't spend 8 hours organizing, it's clearly not an important enough point for you to want to move forward. And that's the crux of a lot of this, is that there's a payout you're getting. If you live in would and should, it means you don't have to be now. You don't have to accept the responsibility for where you're at today and what you're working on today. You can always project it out. And I think if you can come back to accepting where you're at today, accepting where your work is today, you might find that you can take bigger steps forward when you let go of the woulds and shoulds and the future of what's not happening in favor of what's happening today. So for the week, I think it would behoove you to take a look at your woulds and your shoulds that you repeat over and over again. And I don't mean like it would be nice to take a trip to Thailand that you say once in a blue moon, but those woulds and shoulds that you give yourself over and over and over and over again about why you think you're blocked, and see what it would really take to make that would and should go away. Or if it's just something you should let go because it doesn't matter anyway. Maybe it's just something you're just stuck on and you're spinning for no apparent reason, and just let it go. Move on to a different thing to think about. I think you'll find that'll take some big steps forward in your creative practice if you just spend a little time fixating on those woulds and shoulds so that they can be removed from your creative practice. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you get some amazing photographs, get a chance to be present in the moment instead of worrying about what would be there tomorrow. Don't forget, you can always find us on Google Play, Spotify, podcast places, and all that stuff. A review or a ranking would be great up there. We'd appreciate it. That helps other people find the podcast. I wish you the best of luck this week, and I'll see you next time.